Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today. If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like scrolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you get at the store, like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up! You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show, Outside Lands, all this week. Listen for code words. We just did one an hour ago. We gave someone a pair of 3-day general admission festival passes for Outside Lands, and we have five more chances today. Noon 05, 3, 4, 5, and 6:05. Jane has it every hour in her show this afternoon. You text the code word we give you to the contest line, and you're in the running to win these passes. Hozier, Gracie Abrams, Doja Cat, so many bands, so many stages, so many steps that you can get on your Apple Watch. It's amazing. You'll close all your rings.
It's fun. You'll like
it. And be having fun. August 8th through the 10th in Golden Gate Park, and it's courtesy of Another Planet. So it's time to play a game. Give me some game music. This is a game called Just the Tip. So part of the prep that we do in the morning, I'm looking through all the different sources, and I see all these. Yes, dear.
What is just the tip refer to?
Just like the tip of the iceberg. It's the tip of the iceberg. These are just headlines. Okay. And all I want you to do is tell me if they're real or fake.
All right.
So who wants to go first? Does anyone want to volunteer to go first?
I'll go first.
Yeah, let Vinny go.
All right, Vinny, here's how it works. If you get it right in one, you get 3 points. If you don't get it right, Maddie has a chance to steal. And if he does, he gets it in 2 points. And then if it goes to the third one, obviously 1 point will be awarded to Bob because there will only be one choice left.
And who will be counting all these numbers?
I'll be counting all the numbers.
Keep track.
And then we'll go, you know, the person to your left.
All right.
It is going to be, I know I can handle it. I'm not positive, but I feel that I can.
Okay.
All right, just the tip, round one. Two of these are real, one is fake. 88-year-old Diane Cannon has several friends with benefits. Christina Ricci says she used to dress like a garbage pail kid because she thought she was really ugly. Kelly Clarkson is launching a home goods line called Clarkson Comforts. Which of those is fake, Vinny?
A, Bob.
88-year-old Diane Cannon? Which one of those is fake, Maddie?
Kelly Clarkson.
Kelly Clarkson, that is the fake one. Kelly Clarkson is not launched. That's 2 points for you, Maddie.
All right,
Maddie, you get first crack at the second one.
88-year-old Diane Cannon.
That is a real story in the news today.
Has friends with benefits.
Has several friends with benefits.
Why not?
Yes. She's still pretty hot, Diane Cannon. I mean, right, for an 88-year-old. All right, here we go. Round two. Which of these is a fake story? Robert Pattinson may play a villain in the third Dune movie. Macaulay Culkin will voice a villainous squirrel in Secret Life of Pets 3. Denise Richards used to lie to her daughter so they wouldn't find out all the crazy stuff Charlie Sheen was doing. That's their dad.
A.
You think that's the fake one?
Yeah.
No. All right, Bob, it's your turn. The ones that are left are Macaulay Culkin. So A was Robert Pattinson may play a villain in the third Dune movie. That is actually a real rumor that's going around out there. Macaulay Culkin will voice a villainous squirrel in Secret Life of Pets 3, or Denise Richards used to lie to her daughter so they wouldn't find out all the stuff, their crazy stuff their dad, Charlie Sheen, was doing.
I'll go with Macaulay Culkin as the lie.
That is true. That's 2 points for you.
Wait, all right. What?
Macaulay Culkin is not voicing a villainous squirrel in Secret Life of Pets 3.
And Denise Richards
did lie to her daughters.
Oh, did lie. Yes. Okay, I misunderstood. Of course she did.
Yeah.
She would have to.
Right.
Okay.
All right, here we go. Just the tip of the iceberg. Round three. And Bob goes first. Which of these is fake? These are headlines, real and fake headlines from today's news. Alana Honey Boo Boo Thompson will narrate her own Lifetime biopic, I Was Honey Boo Boo. Ed Sheeran is reportedly working on a country album after writing songs for Luke Combs. Mariska Hargitay is directing an HBO documentary about her mother, Jane Mansfield.
Ed Sheeran country album is not true.
That is correct. That is 3 points for Bob. The other two are real. Alana, the Honey Boo Boo. It's going to be a movie. Some kind of documentary, right? Okay, Benny, it's your chance again. You're up first here. This is three headlines from today's news, and one of them
is fake. This was going to be a lot more sexy, but okay.
Do you want
very misleading title.
I'll make it sexy.
No, it's fine.
Just the tip of the iceberg? What's sexy about icebergs? They take down the Titanic.
You didn't say iceberg first. You said just that.
Okay, just the tip. Here we go. Spotify. By the way, if you want to hear more, I literally have all of these stories except the fake ones. The fake ones I will not have any more information on because they're fake. But if you want to hear the rest of the story on something, I can do it. Spotify is denying rumors that it will introduce ads for premium users. Rolling Loud has partnered with Cheech and Chong on a THC-infused soda. Chris Pratt says he's playing a Marvel villain in a new Disney Plus series. Which of those is a fake headline, Vincent?
Chris Pratt.
That is correct. That is correct.
Technology.
Technology is not coming into play here. Chris is not playing a Marvel yet. It wasn't a thing today. All right. Good job. All right, Maddie, this is your one. Full House iconic San Francisco pad sells for $6 million. White Lotus creator Mike White is feuding with the show's former composer. Taco Bell is testing a silent menu for customers who want to order without speaking.
It's got to be Taco Bell.
It is Taco Bell. Good job. Three. The score is currently 5-5. Maddie and Bob both have 5. Vinny, you have 3.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
Ha ha.
Peace.
Just the tip. This is round, 6. The old Melvin's touring van featuring a Kiss mural drawn by Kurt Cobain is being dismantled for auction. Timothée Chalamet spent months learning ping pong for his upcoming movie, Marty Supreme, and Netflix confirms they're adding a skip credits button to speed binge watching even more. What do you think, Bob?
What was the last one?
The last one is Netflix confirms they're adding a skip credits button to speed binge watching even more. You want any of them again?
They already automatically skip the credits. So I'm going to go with that one's fake.
That is correct. You have 8 points. All right, Vinny, it's your turn. And this is the last one.
I don't like this.
You don't like the game?
No, I love the game. I just don't like that, we're getting beat by Bob a lot lately.
Yeah.
I know. Yeah. It does seem like every time she plays, she wins. That's weird. It's almost like someone gave her all the answers or something.
Collusion.
Oh, is that a girl thing? Is there a girl thing happening here?
No, I'm just saying she's that smart. It sounds almost like somebody gave her the answers. Let's see here. Let's do this one. This is
me. Yep. Okay, great.
You will be able to, you could come in second place if you get it. Blink 182 are going on tour with Alkaline Trio. The Weeknd's new movie, Hurry Up Tomorrow, will be in theaters for one night only. Amazon Prime is launching Prime Pets, same day delivery for pet adoptions.
It's C, Bob.
It is C, Bob. 2-3. And by a score of 8, Bob is in first place. 6, Vinny. 5. Sorry about it, Maddie. Bob is our winner today.
Bob Baran.
Oh, it doesn't. I wanted to keep on going. Yeah.
Oh, well. Right. That's too bad for you.
Yeah. I like
just
it.
The tip sounded very misleading. It sounded like you were going somewhere
entirely else. You're very hung up on I do sexier stories?
I don't know. I just, you used a title that really doesn't make any sense
to
the game.
I'm just It's just the begin. It's just the tip. It's the headline. It's just the headline. Is it a real story or not? Just the tip.
Sarah is very defensive because ChatGPT came up with the title.
No, I came up with the title.
Oh, yeah.
No, I came up with the title and I told him how I wanted it to go.
Oh, all right.
But I do feel defensive about it because I thought, oh, that's fun. Just
did you fall for that gag one time or?
Oh, yes. Hasn't everybody fallen for the just the tip?
No.
Well, I guess you wouldn't have. You ever get anyone? Did you ever get anyone to fall
no,
for the just the tip?
Of course not.
Yeah, it's wrong for the record.
You did though?
I did. In college, I fell for it.
You did?
Yeah, I was very regretful after. Like immediately after, I was like, I knew better than that. Dumb. So, congratulations, Kendrick Lamar. Another week at number one for Luther. It's Kendrick and SZA. 7 weeks at number one. The song Luther.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then Die With a Smile, still number two. There's a Drake song in third place. Kendrick, you got to get him out of there. Nokia. Bar Song is back up. Well, it's at number four, but it was number three last week, so it's still really hanging in there. That's the Shaboozy song. Pink Pony Club hanging tough at number five. Teddy Swims Lose Control's number six. I mean, that's been on forever. Lose Control's been on the charts for 85 weeks.
Wow.
Right? Apatapata is at number seven. That's up a couple points from last week, which is, it was at 10. Now it's at seven.
Is that guy going to have a follow-up hit?
Teddy Swims has another song we're playing. I personally think that Lose Control is the one.
That's the one. Okay. Yeah.
The other song is good. He's very soulful. It's nice. It's a good song, but.
Okay.
I don't see it up here in the top 10.
Right.
Yeah. I'm sure it's on the chart somewhere, though, maybe. Let's see. Oh, this is interesting. Kelsey Ballerini, who played a Winterland for us a few years back. Remember that? It was the one at the SAP Center.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
And she was great. She really, you know, she came out there and she's like, listen, I'm a country girl and I'm going to sing you my country songs.
You know what?
And everyone enjoyed her.
I loved that show. I loved that venue. Things went bad for me later.
Yeah. Well, they went bad for your wife later.
Well, I got the joy of carrying her out of there and having some other things go wrong for me. But yeah,
it was a great night.
It was a good venue.
What happened?
She drank.
She got a lot of drinks.
And
needed to be carried out of there barfed in
there
the van.
There was some yakking.
It wasn't a medical emergency.
No.
Oh, no.
It was
no.
A
self-induced medical emergency.
Wine barf is extremely gross and stainy, if you know what I mean.
I do.
I don't think stainy. Yeah, I don't know that's a word, but.
You still have the car that she stained?
Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, that's my van.
Is it all over the front seat?
No, it got cleaned.
Oh, great.
No, it got cleaned.
Also then, it's a big deal. She had a good night.
It's not a big deal. Just that's Kelsey Ballerini night.
Right. By the way, we're not talking Kelsey didn't get sick in your van.
No.
Kelsey Ballerini and Adam Levine are now besties.
What does that mean?
They're both judges on The Voice.
Oh, okay.
And they're like, they're besties. She joined The Voice this season, first time.
What are you insinuating?
No, I mean, she's just a girl who...
they like each other a lot.
Likes
like
people.
There's a lot of...
Don't ask me.
Rapport.
That's what they're alluding to in this story.
These two get along way too good.
She was like... who else was she? Was she all over... She was all over somebody at that SAP Center thing. Like, she was standing on the side watching one of the acts, and it was very maybe it was John Mayer. Like she was longingly like gazing.
I don't know.
I think she broke up with a boyfriend really soon after that. And then she got with another guy after, you know, I'm just thinking I'm hearing this Adam Levine and Kelsey Ballerini. Oh, go ahead, Bobby.
She was married. And she got divorced. And then she started dating Chase Stokes from the Outer Banks. And I believe they are still together.
Oh, are they?
Oh.
So, and Adam Levine is still married.
Wow.
That's had its ups and downs. But yeah, they are still married. That reminds me. Is Dave Grohl still married? I'm sure that'd be a bigger story if he wasn't. Anyway, Kelsey Ballerini and Adam Levine are now besties.
Yeah, they're still married.
Okay. Well, that's good.
Oh, she's busy.
putting the screws to him.
Exacting revenge in all, I'm sure, all kinds of fun ways.
Adam Levine, the lead singer of Maroon 5, who's a judge on The Voice, says, the two of us get along famously. And apparently their vibe together is a sweeter, friendlier version of him and Blake Shelton.
Oh, I always thought him and Blake were fun.
Yeah, yes, but they would dig at each other.
Well, sure.
There was some sniping. Adam also loves that she's no BS. And it seems like Kelsey's loving her time on the show and working with her fellow judges, too. She said, Maroon 5's Songs About Jane is one of my favorite records of all time. And I've covered John Legend a million times. I went and saw Michael Bublé at Bridgestone in Nashville. I'm a fan of these guys. I guess I'm going to assume that those are the other two judges this season. Anyway, just thought I'd let you know in case anything else comes up about these guys that she's a judge on the show this year. And they're getting along famously.
I feel like you're foreshadowing a story at a future date.
Well, listen, if it happens, you can't say I didn't warn you about it.
Ah, okay.
I just feel like the way it's worded is almost like the person who's written this story is trying to tell me something. Aren't they always? They want more eyeballs on their stories. And I am out of time. What do you got for me?
Little treat culture. Up after these.
Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday early access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code MAN at checkout. That's harrys.com, code MAN. Enjoy.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I recently found out that you can see a personal dietitian covered by insurance. There's this platform called Nourish that will match you with a dietitian based on whatever your concerns are, whether that's weight loss, eating disorders, autoimmune conditions, or something else. They're actually a network with major insurance providers, so most patients pay $0 out of pocket. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice.
Have a very nice day at work.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Good vibes and variety. And it's sunny out the window right there. Listen to our show live every day and get our full show podcast. It's all happening on the free Odyssey app.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the Sarah and Vinny Full Show Podcast. Our whole show, whenever you want to listen to it, check out our full show podcast on the free Odyssey app today or wherever you get podcasts.
They're around, man. They're easy.
Is that right, man?
Man.
All right, man.
It's a vast array of places to get podcasts from.
This first story, I feel a sugar blackout coming on just reading it.
It's so sweet.
Oh, it's the...
Oh, let's hear it.
It's the
best.
Is
it too sweet for me?
Well...
It's too sweet for me.
No, it's too sweet for everybody.
Okay, here we go.
Cinnabon.
Oh, I'm already getting a toothache.
Is tripping because they made their home in food courts and malls that are now ghost towns.
Mm.
So they're trying to figure out how to stay in business.
Trying to pivot.
The company that owns Cinnabon, Go-To Foods, also owns Carvel.
Oh, is that so?
If you don't know Carvel, it's an... I know it because as a little boy, my parents, I should go back. My parents were raised in New York, born and raised. They moved to California because my dad was in the Marines. I was born here. We went back and forth three times a year.
All their family was there.
Forever. Yeah. And anytime I'd go to New York, my aunts would be like, we know what this kid wants. He wants Carvel.
Yep.
And a slice of pizza.
Carvel is like an East Coast tradition.
And we know it from the ads were like, down to Carvel this week, we got Fudgy the Whale, and you can get Fudgy and like all his friends.
Right. Is that the owner?
Yeah,
or
yeah. He was at this place.
I'm Tom Carvel.
Yeah.
Well, Tom Carvel sold it to Go-To Foods and is now on a beach somewhere.
He's probably dead by now. The guy was pretty
he's
old.
Gotta be dead.
Kids.
He sounded
unless
pretty
he's 120
haggard.
Years old.
They say as they try to figure out how to do business in the new world, they are aiming their, and this is the part that's got me.
Okay.
They say, Gen Z and millennials consider themselves deserving of, and they call it little treat culture.
Okay.
Anytime they do something.
They get a little trophy, a little treat.
They get a little treat and they treat themselves.
A round of sausage?
Not sausage, but a little sugar treat, a little piece of candy, a little thing. And I read this in another story that I didn't even end up doing because I get concerned about all this anti-Gen Z or the, you know, millennial. Yeah. It's like, what is happening?
Why are we pitting all the generations against each other? We're all in the thick
But the
of it,
story
people.
I read was that a lot of bosses now keep finding themselves going, where is Frank? Frank, the millennial or Gen Zer.
Who works the boss.
Is okay. never at their desk because they're always busy getting themselves a treat for something they finished.
Mm. Treat yourself. A round of sausage.
Even that guy knows.
And so they're talking about this culture where these, you know, yes, they're getting their job done, but they always split and go treat themselves.
A round of sausage.
A round of sausage.
Or M&Ms or whatever. So they say, we're aiming this new store. It's called Cinnabon Swirl.
Okay.
And it's a mashup of Cinnabon
and Carvel.
It's going to be, it looks like the first location will be in New York. I'm looking at you,
I'm
Clarkie.
Going. Tell me the location. I will go. New York is a huge state.
They say, well.
So Gotta be done. In the city, right?
Yeah, I would think. The menu at Cinnabon Swirl is designed for these youngsters who believe they deserve a treat.
Mm.
Treat yourself.
Right.
Okay, how about, is it just a small thing?
Listen
That's
to
all
me.
I want. I'm ready.
On the menu,
yes,
they've got the Bonini, a cinnamon roll warmed in a panini press, sliced in half and filled with ice cream.
Oh,
that's right.
So they take a Cinnabon and squash it down and make it into like a cinnamony bread plank.
Yeah.
And then fill it with some, then make an ice cream sandwich out of it.
That is awesome.
I'm
already in line for that.
This is the new store opening up, Cinnabon Swirl. It's going to be its own store, so it won't be in a mall. They're trying to get out of the malls because they're afraid none of these malls are going to be around in five or 10 years.
Why Bonini?
I guess because it's like a panini.
But
why Bo?
Because of Bon. Cinnabon.
Cinnabon.
Oh, Cinnabon Bonini. Got it. Okay. So good.
Come on, Clark.
So smart. I just, need to be catching up here.
Then there's the Cinnabon Swirl Sundae,
which
features a sweet center out of a cinnamon roll as its base, topped with soft serve Carvel ice cream. And they also have Cinnabon inspired cookies and Carvel influenced toppings in between cookies, like an ice cream sandwich, basically. Look at them.
They probably add that cookie that's in the Carvel cake.
Well, the Carvel, the Carvel, when you went to Carvel, you'd go, I want chocolate with chocolate sprinkles. Mm. That was my order.
Oh.
Forever, like as a little boy.
In a cup?
No, that
you
was.
You liked it in a cone?
It was a cone. Yeah. But yeah, that was one of the, so anyway, this new store.
I love it.
Cinnabon Swirl. Great. They're coming for you, Gen Z, but I can tell you right now, what am I, Gen Xer here.
You'll be fighting me in the line.
That sounds amazing.
Guys, I love the Bonini. I'm like, anytime I can have anything made in the panini press, whether it's
I will say this, though.
Savory, I'm in.
As a young person, I could have eaten there daily, deserted myself daily. But as an older person, that's going to be at the most once a week.
That's a rare treat.
Yeah, that's
a lot. Probably 10,000 calories. And they really do. They're so clingy.
Cinnabon Swirl.
I like it.
Soft serve by Carvel.
Mm. Oh, you're going to love it.
I already love it.
Fudgy the Whale.
A website ranked the best states to work from home, and Delaware and Utah are the best. Alaska and Montana are the worst.
Oh, just because there aren't that many sit down at a computer jobs
maybe.
In Alaska and Montana?
Yeah, maybe that's it. I don't know.
Gotta go round up those doggies in Montana. They have doggies up there. Isn't that cattle country? I don't know. Like, what are the jobs in Montana?
I don't know. I'm actually fascinated by Montana because I think that's a place where you could still maybe find a little space.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. It's nothing but space there.
Very expensive, though, now. Everything up there.
Montana? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, things are getting expensive everywhere up there.
More expensive than here, though?
No. That's doubtful, right? Can you, let's go to like
a what?
You land in Bozeman there, right? Like, if you're going to go to
a
Big
Sky. A three-bedroom house. Single story. Yeah,
find that on Zillow.
$35,000?
All right, let's see here.
So we're
some Bozeman houses for sale. $1.1 million for a two-bedroom, $800,000.
A two-bedroom for $800,000?
In the middle of nowhere.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, we're looking in Bozeman. You know, again, Bozeman is...
Look near Big Sky. That's going to be ridiculous.
I have a friend that has a place in Big Sky.
Oh, I'm sure he paid a lot of money for it.
And,
or it's worth,
by the way...
What?
So this is my friend Seth.
Hey, Seth.
He's got a place, and they take pictures of them skiing or snowboarding, and his wife will be on the top of the hill and video him going down. There's no one else in the picture anywhere.
Mm.
Like, absolutely empty.
Ah.
$800K?
What do you think you're going to pay for a three-bedroom in Big Sky?
$35,000.
$3 million.
$3.4 million.
$3.5 million.
Yeah,
that's a big.
A five bedroom
town.
Will cost you $7.3 million.
Oh,
I mean, they're all huge. I mean,
but like, these are places at the ski resort.
I just looked up, you know.
Just Big Sky?
Big Sky Homes. Oh my for God. Sale.
What does a tar paper shack go for in Bozeman?
$4.4 million. Dollars.
The cheapest, I mean, the most expensive I'm looking at is $31 million.
Okay, let's and go to the other end.
The cheapest is $1.749.
What?
Oh my God! Is that just like a studio apartment?
No, it's a four bedroom, but it's very basic.
Oh,
yeah,
damn,
basic.
Yeah.
Mm. Well, there goes the dream. Prices.
Yeah. See ya. Sayonara, dream of Montana. Try Colorado. Isn't that where Kanye bought a bunch
of land? Forget it. There's no place to go anymore.
That is true. We're running out of places.
Who would Americans like to see on their money? Think about it. I mean, money's kind of old news, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, obviously, Oprah.
Tom Cruise.
The Rock.
I was thinking King Jr., but okay. Andrew.
No, we want to go for stars.
Harriet Tubman is on the list.
Oh, she's on a stamp. I was thinking she was already on.
Oh, Kelly Clarkson would be great.
Oh, my God. Let's get Kelly on there. Miley Cyrus can be on one side and Kelly can be on the other one.
Oh, my gosh. Mm.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Hey, Siri. Oh. This is from 707. Do you still do Depression Dumpster Sundays? I think they mean Hey, Sarah.
Oh. No, I don't. I haven't cried at the dumpster behind McDonald's in years.
415 says, Tom Carvel died in 1990, Vinny.
All right. Is his name Tom Carvel? I really was just throwing that out there.
Yeah, it was Tom. Mm.
The soft serve. Oh, I love soft serve.
Mm, I want a fudgy.
Fudgy the whale. They always said they only had like one mold.
So oh, yeah.
They like for the Santa hat. And they just turned it.
Yeah,
you know,
they did.
Right.
A lot of people are writing in about Kelsey dating actor Chase Stokes. So she's definitely.
No, she gets sick of people, though.
No, she's in love with Chase Stokes, Sarah.
I'm sure that's true. Yeah.
Teddy Swims has so many amazing songs. I'll never understand why you're only playing the couple of the. Well, radio. Radio plays
a couple of hits.
That's what we do. But you can buy the record.
Yeah.
And you can listen to the whole thing. And on repeat.
Mm. Over and
just
over.
Keep this on too
on yes. Odyssey.
Yeah.
All right, it's time to play a game. It
turns out
like.
It is. Yeah, I'm ready.
Oh wait, 650 wants you to know, Sarah. Just the tip is a sex reference.
Really? Oh, is it? Is it? That's so strange. That's
crazy. 916 says that's what my high school boyfriend said to me.
Yeah. Of course he did.
Just the. Go on. You were going to say.
I wasn't. I'm waiting.
All right, here's a game for you.
All right,
we were talking earlier about Ryan Reynolds has a new wine out.
Oh, yes.
So I'm going to give you the name of a wine. You're going to tell me which celebrity owns this winery.
Okay. Are we all playing?
Sure. Yeah.
Okay, great.
We'll start with Sarah. Which celeb owns the wine brand Miravel Rosé? Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt, George Clooney, or Cameron Diaz?
It's Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt.
I agree.
Oh. Yes, I agree too.
Okay.
We all get a point.
Who owns Aveline Wines, a line of clean organic wines? Gwyneth Paltrow, Drew Barrymore, or Cameron Diaz?
Cameron Diaz.
I'm going Gwyneth Paltrow.
I'm very torn between both of those. I'm going to go Cameron Diaz.
Cameron Diaz is
right.
Great.
Son of a, you
Sarah
know what?
And Bob.
All right, Vinny, I think it's your turn. Which rapper co-owns Armand de Brignac?
What did
that.
You just say?
It's also known as Ace of Spades.
The Ace of Spades!
Is it Drake, Jay-Z, or Snoop Dogg?
Say the name of it again.
Ace of Spades.
No.
Armand de Brignac? I speak a little French.
It's wine.
Yeah, it's wine.
Okay.
Armand de Brignac, I speak a little French.
Say the names again.
Oh my gosh, Armand.
No, say the people who we have to guess
from. Drake, Jay-Z, or Snoop Dogg?
Is it Vinny first?
Yes.
Okay.
I will say it's Jay-Z.
Snoop Dogg.
Drake.
It is Jay-Z for the win.
Oh, Jay-Z. So that's 2-2-2.
All right, who owns Maison Number 9?
What?
Maison number
Maison
nine.
Maison number nine.
Maison.
I know. A little my country accent comes out there. Is it Post Malone, Justin Bieber, or Harry Styles?
Who's up?
Sarah.
I cannot picture Justin Bieber owning something named Maison number nine. Although he's so stupid, he might go with Maison. You know what? I'm going to say Bieber. F it. I don't even care.
I'll go Posty.
Who's the third one?
Harry Styles.
I'll say Harry Styles.
It is not. It is Post Malone.
Oh, fudge.
Bobby, it's the point.
Who owns the wine brand Insolito Wines? Is it John Bon Jovi, Mick Jagger, or Dave Matthews?
Who's first? Insolito?
Insolito Wines.
I think Bob's first on this one.
I'll go. Was it Dave Matthews?
Yes.
Dave Matthews.
Can I get that pronunciation again?
Insolito Wines.
Can you use it in a sentence?
I don't drink any of the Insolito wines.
Dave Matthews makes Insolito's wine.
What are the other names?
John Bon Jovi, Mick Jagger, or Dave Matthews?
Bon Jovi.
You know, I was thinking it's Dave Matthews, but I kind of almost want to pick Mick Jagger just to... I'm going to say Mick Jagger just so we all pick.
Oh, sorry. It was Bob was right. It's Dave Matthews. Fun fact, he owns the winery in Virginia. Oh. All right, I got two more of these for you.
All right.
Hampton Water Rosé is a father-son collab with which musician? Billy Joel, Bruce Springsteen, or John Bon Jovi?
Who's that to?
I think it's you.
Bruce Springsteen.
Billy Joel.
I'll go Bon Jovi.
Bon Jovi. You gotta get Bon Jovi.
I don't like
bon
this.
Bob is running away with
every game. It's
she's
not...
young and sharp.
Yeah.
You know, we're like old people just shuffling around.
Can I say, before I joined the show, you know, when I was just a listener, I was like, do they purposely pick the wrong answers to make the game more interesting for the audience?
What is this? What is this?
You little bitch. We don't.
I can see that.
Yeah.
I think that's minus 5 points.
I agree. She's down to 0 points.
Yeah, that's
well, it.
It
looks like it's between me and Vinny for this
last right,
one.
All right. Which Oscar-winning actress launched a wine brand? Mod Selection Champagne with a Canadian rapper. Was it Reese Witherspoon, Charlize Theron, or Emma Stone?
With a Canadian
Let me see. Oh, I wonder if it's Emma Stone.
Or D, it's a trick question.
D, it's a trick question.
Who are the other names?
No, Bob doesn't get to guess. She's out of this game.
Oh, no, no. I'm trying to get her to coach me up.
Oh. she's flashing her giant rock
giving me
in
the
face.
Hand. All right, fine.
All right.
What are the names?
Reese Witherspoon, Charlize Theron, Emma Stone, or it's a trick question.
Reese Witherspoon.
It's a trick question.
Yay, I win. Sarah wins. Somehow she wrangled it so that she would win.
That's right.
Sarah cleaned the floor with you. Now your hands are dirty.
Sarah wins the game. She kicks your butt.
Ooh, Sarah Kuda. Mm-hmm. Goodbye. Make sure you listen to Jane's show. Actually, keep it here all day. We have a lot of these Outside Lands festivals tickets, and Jane's got it 4 times during her show. Enjoy your hump day. It's gorgeous out there. Get out and enjoy it, and we'll see you back here tomorrow.
Thank you.
All right.
Hello.
Listen, think about this.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
I love it.
Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drop deep to left.
Otani connects and it's gone.
Skeen strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colone for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.